Yeah. And the other thing, too, is we ask people to describe behaviors very specifically that would let you know that you trust me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how would you know that you trust me? Mm-hmm. What would I need to do, for instance?
Mm-hmm.
Or you know, just anything that really lets a person know what the behavior is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a particularly good one. Do you want to say anything more about that? About, you know, the trust cues in
mm-hmm.
behavior with people? What is it that makes people trust them?
I'm trying to think now what people have said.
I think one is, this is a negative, but I can bring it to a positive, is to not be attacked. You know, a lot of what we hear around communication, what people want, is if you bring an upset to me, that you're bringing it in a constructive way and you're telling me about yourself. You're not berating me or judging me or shaming me for something I've done or not done. So that certainly builds trust, is when I can tell you I love you and I'm angry,
mm-hmm.
and then proceed to tell you, here's what happened, here's how I reacted,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and I'm telling you about me at each point of the way. I'm telling you more and more about me, and then perhaps making a request of you,
mm-hmm.
versus, why do you always do those things I hate?
Right.
What's wrong with you that
yep.
you keep doing the things I hate?
Yep.
So that attacking language.
Exactly.
So that's a clear trust builder.
Indeed.